Space-age technology gave us electronic games, which are slowly displacing an older form of amusement. There's only one company left in the world that manufactures pinball machines. That's a bit of information that we learned when Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker sent our Saturday postcard from the Stern Pinball Company.
Stern Pinball sits in an industrial cul-de-sac right near Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Inside this drab, one-story building, the company invents three new pinball games every year, churning out nearly 50 machines per day. Owner Gary Stern says pinball is feeding a worldwide hunger for all things retro, saying it's similar to why people drive the new Volkswagen Beetle.
Or a PT Cruiser, or khaki pants today that are baggy or pleated, or all the different varieties. It is all retro, and that's what we're making in pinball.
The 58-year-old Stern followed his father into the pinball business in its heyday, roughly 30 years ago. For a long time, there were four companies selling pinball machines in the U.S. Gottlieb, Bally, Williams, and Stern. But by 1999, all but Stern were out of the business. Stern dons a Simpsons baseball jacket as he steps out onto the factory floor.
A pinball machine has 3,500 pieces in it, over half a mile of wire.
And there are about 200 people here putting all that together, starting with the light boards.
What this lady here has just done is she's completed this cable, plugged it into what amounts to the back box of the computer of a pinball machine, and run the lights to see if they go in the right order.
Being in the factory is sort of like being inside a pinball machine. Stepping around a worker brandishing a soldering iron, we nearly stumble into a tower of game cabinets rumbling by. Right now, the company is making a Lord of the Rings game, so some workers sit next to boxes full of tiny plastic horsemen and monsters, attaching them to wooden playfields.
Get hold of yourself!
The games get a final play from a pinball wizard, Barty, a South Asian woman who's tested pinball machines for nearly two decades. Lord of the Rings requires players to collect as many souls as they can, and Barty is cleaning up on souls.
You're doing pretty well right now.
Get hold of yourself!
Yeah, perfect.
Actually, all Stern employees are required to play pinball for at least 15 minutes a day to test the game currently in production. Lonnie Ropp, Stern's director of software, says today's games use technology to recognize and even encourage a new player.
So for instance, when Balrog came out, he turns and he's glowing and flashing. You know, that should be an indication that, hey, maybe I should shoot the ball up here. What's going to happen? And then when you do, he gets really mad. You get a sound effect and light show, and it's really rewarding.
Ropp and Stern say this kind of adaptation is key to pinball's survival, and it seems to be working, so long as players continue to embrace the last generation's electronic toys. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.